From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq Saturday to meet with coalition commanders to review and assist the operation to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Carter's unannounced visit to Baghdad comes after an American soldier was killed in the region a few days ago. The defense secretary is also scheduled to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. They're likely to discuss Baghdad's reluctance to include Turkish forces in the Mosul operation. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second city, which has been under Islamic State control for more than 2 years. But the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish military involvement in Mosul.
Anything that the counter-ISIL coalition does in Iraq will have to be with the approval of the government of Iraq. That's a principle that we and Turkey share, the integrity of the Iraqi state. But I'm confident that we can work things out and that there are things that would be very productive for Turkey to do. And we just need to work through those practicalities.
Iraqi anti-terrorist forces have already retaken 80% of the town of Bartella, located about 8 kilometers east of Mosul. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss it Thursday. This is VOA News. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company DEN said the issue has been resolved. The disruptions began in the United States, then spread into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites. They include the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who's responsible for that cyber attack. Faced with disappointing polling numbers in less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Republican Donald Trump said on Friday that he's upbeat and he's campaigned in two key battleground states.
Either we win this election or we lose the country. And believe me, this is the last time we are going to have a chance to win. This is it, folks. This is it.
Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the campaign. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is walking back from a statement made this week in China that he planned to break ties from the United States. On Saturday, Duterte said that severing ties with the U.S. would not be in the best interest of his people.
It's not severance of ties. When you say severance of ties, you cut the diplomatic relations. I cannot do that. Why? It's to the best interest of my country that we maintain that relationship. Why? Because there are many Filipinos in the United States Americans of Filipino ancestry.
Duterte said the separation from the U.S. meant a departure from a foreign policy. The Filipino leader said until he became president, his country always followed how the United States led. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company DEN said the issue has been resolved, and the Russian national accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in the Czech capital has been indicted by a federal grand jury in the state of California. 29-year-old Josef Bokan was arrested October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody awaiting an extradition hearing. The Russian embassy in Prague is said to be working with the Czech authorities to prevent his extradition. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.